Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Pittsburgh. A very happy Thursday morning to you. It is game day in town. The Steelers and Panthers going at it tonight. We are going to cover a lot of ground there. By the way, you have found the Cook and Joe show. I appreciate you doing that. Starkey is going to be hosting the Fan Steelers pregame show this afternoon, so he has this morning off. I'll be joined in the 11 o'clock hour, as I am every Thursday morning, by Chris Hoke to talk about the Steelers-Panthers game tonight. We got a lot of ground to cover. Le'Veon Bell tweeting again yesterday. The game tonight, man, the Steelers can really solidify themselves for a playoff spot by winning this one. We go to five, would actually make them 6-2-1. Be pretty impressive if they can get that done. It's going to be very challenging. I believe they're a four-point favorite. It's going to be a tough game. Carolina comes in here hot, just like the Steelers are. So we're going to talk a lot about that. We'll talk a little bit about Jung Ho Gung coming back to the Pirates. I don't know what price they got him for. I haven't seen that yet. They let him go and thinking they could get him for a lesser price. Maybe he feels a little bit of loyalty to them for sticking with him through all of his legal troubles. But in any case, a one-year deal for Jung Ho Gung at least gives him a guy who has a chance to hit the ball out of the park. But I want to start with the Penguins, and not just with their loss last night. They lost to Washington 2-1, despite playing what I thought was an outstanding game, outshooting the Capitals last night 42-22. Braden Holtby was great, but so was Casey DeSmith. The Capitals just happened to get one more goal by him, a T.J. Oshie scoring with a minute 14 to go in the game. Each team had a power play goal. Sullivan ended up splitting the power plays for a while. In fact, Sid got a goal with Malkin and Kessel on the bench. It ended up being a beautiful pass from Jack Johnson. Sully then reunited the power play, the five that you're accustomed to seeing later in the game. He was pleased with how they played. He goes, we were better in so many areas. I thought it was a solid effort by everybody. But the Penguins still lose, and now that's five losses in a row. That's the longest losing streak of the Sullivan era. He had lost four on two different occasions, including his first four games as coach. Now the streak is at five. They'll try to end that at Arizona, against Arizona on Saturday night. But the Penguins felt like they played a good game last night. But the big story, well, maybe two big stories, bigger than the outcome of the game. One is Evgeny Malkin got thrown out for putting his shoulder into T.J. Oshie's head. I had zero problem with it. I thought it was a bad hit. I thought he went out of his way to hit him. I won't be surprised if he's suspended by the league, or at least fined by the league. He did get a match, a game misconduct. We'll know a little later today whether he's going to hear anything from the league. It's a type of hit you want to try to get out of the game. And I always use the test, if somebody would have done that to Malkin or Crosby, would we be screaming? And I think we would be. I thought it was a bad hit by Malkin. I thought he got what he deserved being thrown out of the game. And it wasn't exactly the worst hit I've ever seen, but if the league decides to give him a game or two, so be it. I thought it was a bad hit and one you're trying to get out of the game. So that was a big story, and if Malkin is suspended, it's an even bigger story than the outcome of the game last night. But the real big story to me is Jim Rutherford went off yesterday. I believe it was before the game. He does a radio show on the Penguins radio network, 105.9 The X, and just blasted away at his team. Promise changes. Let me read you some of the quotes here. What I'm seeing, I don't like. I'd like to say we have an answer for it. We don't right now. Certainly if this continues in short order, we're going to have to make some changes. Now, this was, I believe, before the game last night, so I don't know if last night's game made him feel any better or not. But he goes on again. He's questioning the effort of his team. Quote, we're not playing with any energy or determination. It's very concerning. again, I thought last night they did play with energy and determination, even though they lost. He said the other guys are sitting back and watching Sid and Malkin and Kessel and Letang do everything. He talked about the goaltending. We're getting, quote, inconsistent goaltending. And then this one I love. This brings back memories of Michael Therrien to me a little bit. He goes, quote, has this team been together too long? When do you have to make changes? The players are doing everything they can to tell me now's the time. So the GM isn't happy. I don't know if last night's game will change his outlook a little bit. I'm not saying he's going to make trades today, but it just he's ticked off. He's absolutely ticked off. And I said it reminded me of Therrien. Remember when Therrien, a number of years ago, his first year on the job, talked about the Penguins' defense being soft, and he said their goal was to be the softest in the league, and they're achieving that right now. Well, Rutherford says, when do I break up the team? The players are saying, are doing a great job of telling me now is the time. So the GM's angry. Sprong is seemingly the guy that might be moved. The coach's staff clearly here doesn't have any faith in him, doesn't like him. I don't mean as a person. I mean as a player. He was scratched last night. The Penguins sent down Grant. They brought up Zach Aston-Reese and Garrett Wilson, and both those guys were in the lineup. In fact, Wilson had a great scoring chance after a beautiful pass by Kessel late in the game, came in on a breakaway, and Holtby just happened to stone him. But Sprong, again, was a scratch last night, still hasn't scored this year, an offensive player. It seems like the GM liked him, at least going into the season. Remember in the offseason he said he'll be a top six forward for us? Well, maybe he should have consulted with his coach, because his coach has not played him, and there's seemingly some problem there. I don't know what it is. I would not be surprised if Sprong is traded. It's certainly not all Sprong's fault. I mean, I don't think Rust has done much this year. I don't think Sheahan has done much this year. Again, really, you can look at anybody, but the big four guys, I mentioned them, Sid and Malkin and Kessel and Letang. The goaltending last night, DeSmith was very good. I didn't like him going with DeSmith last night. I'd have come back with Matt Murray, but Sullivan knows a lot more than me. I thought DeSmith played a really good game. And Holtby just was too good last night. When you stop, 41 shots, make 41 saves, that's pretty impressive. The only problem I had, not that I blamed DeSmith, he gave up a power play goal to who else? Alex Ovechkin in the same spot in the left circle around the left dot. Takes a one-timer on a pass across the ice on the power play and just beats the goaltender. He's done that his whole career. I never can figure out how the goaltender can't stop that shot when he knows exactly where it's coming from. But certainly DeSmith isn't the only one. And it just, again, Ovi is the premier goal scorer of our generation. We're watching one of the best goal scorers of all time with that shot. That was the first Washington goal. Sid had one on the power play. Each of the goals were power play goals, and then Oshie won it late. He got alone in front of the net, took a nice pass from John Carlson and lifted it up over DeSmith. I thought DeSmith played well. I thought the whole team played well. But, again, it's five losses in a row now, and the GM is not happy. Quote again, certainly if this continues in short order, we're going to have to make some changes. We're not playing with any energy or determination. It's very concerning. Do you agree with the GM? 412-928-9370. Do you think he's getting close that he has to make some changes? Again, 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I can't remember a general manager going off like this before. I don't even remember Sullivan doing this. This was some pretty strong stuff on the Penguins Radio Network, and I want to get your reaction to it. What did you think of how they played last night? A step in the right direction, right? The lines were switched up a little bit. He did switch up the power play, Mike Sullivan did, but then put those guys back together later in the game. The Penguins' penalty kill was outstanding. I mean, they did give up the power play goal to Ovechkin, but then later when Malkin was given a five-minute major for his high hit on Oshie and a game misconduct, that happened during a Penguins power play. You hate to see that happen. So they had to kill 1 minute. They were even strength. And then they had to kill 4 minutes of the Capitals' power play, which is by far has been the best in the league this year, and they did it excellently. So not good enough to get the win, but better. But I'm more interested in your reaction to what Jim Rutherford had to say. 412-928-9370. You also can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. What did you think of the Malkin hit? What did you think of how the Penguins played last night? And what do you think about Jim Rutherford coming down hard on his team yesterday? 412-928-9370. Chris Hoke joining me in studio at 11 o'clock. We got a lot of Steelers-Panthers talk coming your way, I can promise you that. But the Penguins front and center after what happened last night in D.C. and what happened before the game from Jim Rutherford. You're up next. When I come back, it's the Cook and Joe Show right here on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.